kind enough to. Did I get that right as far as your role here?
Yes.
Okay. Can you pull that mic down just a little bit? Sorry, we're getting him settled in here. There you go. It's stuck. We'll get him settled in here. But again, 3 years in a row for Arkansas State, and again, 2 out of 3 wins. There we go. Got a cantankerous headset over there. How are you?
I'm good.
I appreciate
good.
You coming by.
Thank you.
Well, it's over.
Good to be here.
36,000 plus in the stands last night. A spectacular game, and although it was a little bit late, I imagine you guys held your TV audience. You certainly held your local audience late.
Yes, we did. We're used to that, and you know, it's been that way for the last few years, as you guys know. And but it was a great game. The Red Wolves were there en masse, mm-hmm. and were extremely supportive of you guys. And you know, they were the 12th man on the field, basically.
Yeah,
they were outstanding, and so supportive. It was great to see everybody who came from Arkansas to see this game.
Well, there's no question. It was great to see the entire stands across from the press side, I guess, filled up with Arkansas State fans. And
yeah,
another close game for them. 2 years in a row now they've won.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but that game was so good. I mean, it went down to the last 2 seconds. There was drama in the last 3 minutes. You guys went down the field. You scored. You made it happen. And then the other guys came back. You had that 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Put them in a great position to tie the game. And, boom, defense came up and blocked it. And, you know, what a great finish. Game over. And
yeah.
So it was extremely exciting.
Well, I felt like I was 100 years old last night. And I was like, whatever we do, let's not go to overtime. So I was thrilled about the block for a couple of reasons last night. Talk to me about, I guess, the planning, and there's been a lot of talk in Central Arkansas about trying to get a bowl game at some point in the not-too-distant future, and I've been telling folks this week that if you look at modeling as far as size mm-hmm. of city and some of the, you know, the things in place, obviously your oysters are much better here than they are in Little Rock, but as far as bowl games go, this would be a game that would be similar to something they would try to put on in Little Rock. Give me an idea what kind of process it is getting things together and when you guys start for next year's game.
Well, we start next year's game. We take a week off, and then we start getting things in order for next year's game. But historically, you know, this is our 15th year. And when we started, it was a group of guys got together, and one of them was the editor of the local newspaper. Another was Mike Gottfried. And Mike at that time was a lead color analyst with ESPN, did Saturday Night College Football with Ron Franklin. And Mike and Stan talked a bit, and figured out, we could put on a bowl here. We've got the stadium. And they went to the city, and the city was the main sponsor for our bowl. They put up $1 million. And there we were, ready to go. The next thing we needed was a conference affiliations. And we lined up with the WAC, and we lined up with Conference USA. Carl Benson was then commissioner of the WAC, now commissioner of the Sun Belt,
right.
And Mike Slive was the commissioner of the Conference USA, now SEC commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got those two affiliations, then we had our sponsor for the year. Mike went to ESPN, and we filled out the papers, did the right things, put up the bond, and we were ready to go in 1999. So that was our first game, and that year we had TCU come in here with LaDainian, and we had East Carolina, and it was a great game and lots of excitement, and then we just went on year to year from there with sponsors. The city gradually got out of it, and the city got out of it, and then GMAC came on board.
Okay.
And then when the demise of GMAC occurred, we were very fortunate to get the GoDaddy folks to come on board, and there we were, and here we are.
Yes.
So, but it requires volunteers. That's been the strength of our game. You were here last year.
Right.
And you were here the year before?
I wasn't, but ASU,
okay.
Obviously, yeah.
It's our volunteers that make this thing happen. They're dedicated. They love the game. They love the sport, and they love the camaraderie, and we get tremendous support from the city as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been very happy. If we could get you know, an earlier time, I think that place would have been jammed last night. Yeah. If we had started at 4 in the afternoon or something, but there was some conflicts with the NFL.
Sure. Now, so. Do you anticipate that, and I'm talking to Murray Cape, if you're just tuning in from the GoDaddy Bowl Committee, do you anticipate you guys will stay as far as date goes with that?
Well, I think there's a new format next year.
Okay.
And I think all the games, other than the so-called BCS games that were played this year, they're going to be right around, I think, the 31st and the 1st. And then all the other games, there'll probably be 35 games prior to that.
Okay.
So where we fit in there, I'm not quite sure.
But before January 1.
that's the plan right okay. now, yeah.
For those out there who say there are too many bowl games, I think last night is a great reason why there aren't enough bowl games. I'm all for it if you love competition. A game like last night, regardless of who's playing and regardless of where or what time, it's a blast to watch and be part of.
It is, and it gives schools an opportunity to recruit and show their wares, and it's great for the fans, and everything keeps going. So next year, you know, we got a bowl coming up in Montgomery, Alabama, called the Camellia Bowl, and then one in Nassau in the Bahamas. The Bahamas Bowl. So it'll be a little warmer than last night. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, I think that's probably a safe bet. Although it was good football weather.
It was great.
It wasn't beach weather, but it was great football weather.
There was a few drops of rain, but that went away. And yes, it was cool at the end of the game, but yeah, it was great weather for football.
Are you a Mobile resident? I mean, lifelong? Did you grow up here?
No, I didn't. I came to Mobile came to Alabama in 1958 from Canada.
Did you? Okay.
Cold country.
I saw a guy from Saskatchewan at the game last night.
Really?
He was in Rough Riders gear.
I
think he was a scout, maybe.
Yeah. Great big fella?
No, he wasn't. He had a big coat.
Okay.
He was ready for the weather. But,
okay. Yeah. And I went to Auburn University.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Good. In 1958. And then upon graduation, I graduated in pharmacy, came down here to Mobile. And I've been here ever since.
It's a great city, and I have not spent any appreciable time here. We always pass through on our way to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Haven't spent a lot of time here until now, but as far as the food goes and some of the architecture, it's really a neat, neat city.
It is a neat city, and it's not that big that, you know, you get lost.
Right.
You can sort of find your way around. We have our downtown is coming up now. There's lots of new restaurants. And
a lot of construction going on.
We're close to Fairhope across the bay. It's great fishing. It's a great sports town too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the University of South Alabama now,
right?
As you're well aware of.
Yes,
they do have a football team,
and their program is on the rise, doing
great.
I know they lost a couple heartbreakers this year, but
they did. And Joey Jones, our coach, a native Mobilian, a former Alabama player, has done a great job here. And this was our first really competitive year, South Alabama, in FBS football.
Talking to Murray Cape from the GoDaddy committee, and again, pretty soon here they'll be starting on next year's game. I guess they'll be playing two in the same calendar year, so it'll be December this coming year. So,
yes, it will.
Of this year, I guess I should say. But again, I've never seen, and we've been to Cotton, we've been to the game in Nashville, we've been to Sugar. I've never seen a hotel embrace a school like I've seen with the Renaissance here. I mean, it is Red Wolf stuff from the time you get out of your car all the way till you get to your room. It is remarkable. And certainly with a three-year, you know, run here, the connection has been made. But it's been great to see the way the Renaissance has stepped up.
But you guys have been wonderful, too. I rode in the parade, and, I mean, your fans were just everywhere.
Yeah.
I my arm is still sore from throwing moon pies.
I didn't catch
beads.
I only got one moon pie. I got a lot of beads, though.
I gave you that one.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Good toss.
Yeah.
Well, and it's good, too. I mean, you're fortunate in that the governor's an ASU guy. So
the governor's a great guy.
Yeah.
I met him, I guess, 3 years ago when I came to. I saw a couple of games at Arkansas State and met the governor. But all you guys have been very, very good to work with and to have around. Terry Mahajer, Rich, you know, all the guys have been great. I feel a little sorry for John Thompson.
Yeah, we all do.
And who's a great guy. I've gotten to know him, and I hope he lands well. And I know you got a new coach coming in, Blake Anderson, and I caught a bit of him last night at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to do a great job for you.
Yeah, I got a chance to visit with him for the first time last night. I look up, and he was sitting next to me
yeah.
eating dinner in the press box. And so we started visiting. But, yeah, he's very down to earth. I think he's going to do well. I know he's excited about getting going. And when you see a quarterback like Freddie Knight at your disposal for the next couple seasons, that's encouraging.
Yeah, what a great kid.
Yeah, he is.
And put under a lot of pressure last night and came through.
Yes, created some pressure for himself and then came through, which was great.
So
let's talk about it. Tonight's the national championship game. You got to watch your alma mater. What do you think?
Of course. Well, I'm, you know, this has been a magical year for Auburn. And, you know, Gus, as you well know, came from Arkansas State. And we're very proud of him, and he's done an outstanding job there. And we're looking for great things tonight.
You feeling it?
We want to win.
I feel it. You feel the magic?
I feel it. I feel the magic.
It's been fun here. I mean, the way this city embraces the bowl game here, but there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Auburn.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
Well, as a as an alum, I wish you well, and I hope it goes
well. Thank
you. And for the SEC, we root for them, too. So thanks for putting on a great event. It was really awesome, and your folks were great to us, too. So it's been fun.
Let me just mention this. If you guys are thinking about a bowl game there and you need any help, you know, our people would be glad to pitch in and help you in any way we can.
Okay.
We're delighted with you folks.
I appreciate that very much.
You bet.
All right, Murray, appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take a time out here just a couple minutes early, Matt. It's 11:23. Come back. We haven't talked any NFL, really. I'm still a little heartbroken.